I am willing. I want to talk to you about the great love that the Lord has for all of His people. In the book of Matthew chapter 8, verses 2 through 3, we see Jesus cleansing a leper. In verse 2, the Bible says, "And behold, a leper came and worshipped Him, saying, 'Lord, if You are willing, You can make me clean.' Then Jesus put out His hand and touched him, saying, 'I am willing, be cleansed.' Immediately his leprosy was cleansed." Let me tell you why Jesus' loving touch upon a leper is so significant to us. First off, what is a leper? A leper is somebody that has the disease leprosy. Leprosy is something nobody wants. This disease basically eats and rots the flesh away from the body. Not only was leprosy a horrible disease physically, but if one was diagnosed with leprosy, they were automatically ousted as an outcast. Lepers would be forced into isolation, and not only that, they'd have to go about pronouncing themselves as unclean, unclean. People were afraid of contracting leprosy if they got too close to a leper. Thus, they fled from lepers. However, not our humble King, Jesus Christ. Let's compare Jesus' loving actions of putting out his hand and touching the leper, saying, "I am willing, be cleansed," with that of the Pharisees and the other religious leaders. In Matthew chapter 9, Jesus is under scrutiny by the Pharisees. In verse 11, the Pharisees said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" In this scene, Jesus is under fire. He's being degraded by the Pharisees because he's eating with unclean people. I believe that this is another demonstration of just how much the Lord loves us. Let's look at this deeper. Jesus willingly gave up his heavenly throne to come and dwell upon this earth, to lay down his life and save sinners like you and me. Jesus was born in a manger amongst the animals. Jesus walked the earth in humility, serving others. He rode into Jerusalem, on the back of a donkey, not as an earthly king would, clad in full armor with an entourage of trumpeters, riding upon a steed. No, but upon a donkey, a symbol of humility, whereas a horse is a symbol of pride and arrogance. Jesus putting out his hand to cleanse a leper, a person that nobody else would touch, except the rats that feasted upon their rotting flesh. Jesus says, "I am willing." So too on his journey to the cross, he says, "Father, not my will, but thy will be done." Jesus willingly put out his hand to touch the leper. He willingly put out his hand to have the nails driven through them, so that sinners like you and me might have life and life abundantly. Jesus laying down his life, sacrificing himself for us. Oh, the unconditional love that he has demonstrated for us. What earthly king or political leader would step off their throne and be willing to trade places with the least of the least? Probably none, but our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did that for us because of his great love for us. Oh, how much more should we worship him and thank him for what he has done? Please join me as we lift up sacrifices of praises and thanksgiving to our Lord. Repeat after me. Oh Lord, we thank you that you willingly left your throne in heaven to come to earth and die a criminal's death, shedding your blood for the remission of my sins, so that I might have life for all eternity in heaven. We praise you for what you did. We worship you because you are willing to cleanse us of all of our sins. Sin eats away at us, but you have washed and cleansed us by the blood that poured from you. No words can ever express our gratitude that we have towards you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. You are a good God. We receive you as our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.